before you this evening with appreciation of your goodness and your mercy upon each and every one of us. We thank you, dear Lord, for your word that is progressing in the lives of the bride. We are grateful to you. Thank you for taking care of us since this week started. Thank you for your blessings upon us on Sunday. Lord, we are here in your presence. You are with us today in all activities. We come before you, the life giver, the only one that can change the situation of anyone, the one who can meet our expectations, our demands, our needs, according to your promises. We thank you for another opportunity to come present ourselves before you. We pray, Lord, that you will help us that today, Lord, you will draw us closer to you. Lord, you will give us keys, Lord, to those things that we are trusting you for, so that, Lord, at the end of the day, our joy will be full and your name will be glorified. Lord, we commit our brethren that are still on their way to your hand, that you bring them here safely. That you may bless us together. Let nothing stand as an entrance between us and you. Lord, when it is time for prayer, you inspire us. You implant faith in our heart to believe you. At the end, your name alone will be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. Yeah, let's welcome ourselves to Wednesday prayer meeting as we open our Bible to Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Read from verse 21 to 28. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cried after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she in and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truly, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Please, let's be seated. I believe we came to church, with God, with expectation in our hearts, to be blessed of God. There is no one who wants to come before God without a desire, because the presence of God brings new hope. It creates new expectation in our hearts. So, and that is why it's blessful, it's advantageous for us to come to the house of God, to stay before the world, God, that can change situation and he remains unchanged. Oh, just a little exhortation from the Psalm of Perseverance. The prophet preached this in 1964 Mark 5. But I want to use the subject of faith knows no hindrance. The title of the sermon is Perseverance, but we want to go through it, emphasizing faith knows no hindrance. Now, the passage that we have read here speaks of a woman particularly who had a request, and she went to the right person. She knew that the solution to her problem laid in the hand of this person. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing God's word. She wouldn't have come to Jesus ordinarily if she has not heard. She must have heard about his wonderful ways of wonderful works. And that will have built faith in her heart to have the confidence to approach Jesus. But she approached wrongly, calling him Lord. The prophet said Jesus Christ was not her Lord at that time, because he was a Gentile. Jesus Christ was son of David. Thou son of David. He called her Lord. That the time this woman was trying to make a request, calling Jesus Lord, have mercy on me. Son of David. It wasn't her time, because she was a Gentile. She used the title of Jesus as related to the Jews, son of David. And so, that was why Jesus Christ replied her, putting obstacles before her. The desire of her heart, what she wanted from the Lord, met with obstacles from the one, the only one that had answered to her prayer. And if she was not able to do anything further, she would go without getting answer to her prayer. Because Jesus, our Lord, was not playing with words. Are you with me? We read it there. What's the response of Jesus to her? Jesus told her that I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In other words, I am not sent to you. So, you are not qualified to get what you want. And she went further to let the Lord and said, then she came and said and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. And then the next response she was going to get was the Lord telling her, oh, that it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. Rabbi said, in other words, Jesus Christ was calling her dog. Calling her a dog. That she's not worthy of the blessings she was asking for. In all these obstacles presented before her, she was never, never offended. Her faith knew no obstacle. She did not take offense. She is not misbehaved. Her attitude to the Lord Jesus Christ did not change. Because faith in the act of doing, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. That faith rose in her heart because she has heard about that this man can do anything. The impossible is the only one that can do it. And she pressed further. And she answered the Lord. She did not accept that. She didn't accept it. To say that, well, since you have said it, I will accept my faith. She pressed further. Because she had the faith. Abraham teaching us perseverance here emphasized a number of things. And the woman, when the Lord told her that, well, it is not good for me, it is not a wise thing It is not a good thing. It is not expedient to give what belongs to the children to go and give it to dogs. The woman came to tell the Lord. He said, it is true. What you have said, there is no argument. But you also know that from the crumbs that the children have eaten, falling from the table, the dogs will come and pick and eat. Cornering the law with her faith, she cornered the Lord. He couldn't do anything further but to respond to her needs.
May God help all of us.
The prophet preached these sermons for us to know how to get our goals. There is no good goal, there is no goal that is worth achieving that will not have obstacle.
You know, Yoruba has an adage where
eni to ba ma jeun ninu apata oni wenu ake,
because your axe will become blunt, because by the time you use it to be hitting on the rock at first it well sharpened. And then you are hitting it, it's going, you are hitting, it's going. By the time you look at the mouth of your axe, it's already blunting. Blunting. And what that means is that you are going to put more effort. A blunt axe means that you are going to exert more effort. Do you understand what I mean by that? It's going to take more from you than the sharp axe.
Because it's a blunt axe. It won't cut easily. As it's hitting the rock, it will be doing boo. But somebody that has a goal, it is the rock, is the only in this rock that I'm after. He will not bother what the axe is telling him.
If the axe is going to go into pieces, he will not mind. Until he achieves what he's going to.
So far, he gets the only from the rock. Anything can happen. This woman did not back down. Obstacle presented before her in every way.
The prophet picked it to teach us Gentiles a lesson.
Praise be to God. The prophet told us that this sermon, this perseverant means persistent. And we could see that this woman was persistent. She endured.
Because the word persistent, Rabbi said from Webster Dictionary, and when you look at getting simpler understanding of it, you get this. It says enduring, and then resistant, to resist obstacle.
Obstacle that is coming on your way, you will resist it. You will not. You won't climb down. You will not accept no. You will persist. Until.
Alright. The prophet said is persistent into making a goal. Let us read paragraph 10. The word, according to Webster, on some notes I got written out here, it means to be persistent. To be perseverant, and that is into making a goal. To be persistent. And that's perseverance. Now, we can define our goal to mean anything. It could be desire for Holy Ghost baptism. It could be desire for healing. It could be desire for deliverance from Satan's oppressions and manipulations. It could be desire for breakthrough financially, materially, your business, breakthrough in your academics, job, any other area of life. It could be breakthrough. A goal. And a goal is a set target that you want to achieve. It's a set target. That this thing, I want to achieve it. And if, and then it could also be desire for breakthrough in marriage, those who have challenges in their marriages, you want breakthrough, you got to be persistent. How to persevere. And it could also be any other legitimate goal that a man desires, you know, to accomplish. Now, having the understanding of perseverance rules out the aspect of laziness. It rules out laziness. So if somebody is going to be persistent, then it means that means you are up and doing. There's no room for laziness there. So to be persistent means there is no room for laziness on the part of that person. Not taking things for granted. So, idleness, indolence, those expressions mean the same thing. Somebody is idle, he's indolent, he's lazy. It's because he's not trying to make effort. So, lack of effort in doing things, that's what laziness means. But this is not making effort. Look at that woman. If she was not making effort, she would keep quiet. In fact, the law will not even need to say the second thing. Because if she does not say the second thing, the law will not say the second thing. If she does not say, Lord, help me. If she does not make any effort and say, well, since the Lord has said it. Many of us are like that. Once you encounter a little obstacle, you will just withdraw like a snail. A snail that is breaking out the tentacles. If he hits here, you just put the head inside. I've been looking for another way. But that is where you must go. That's where you must go. There is no room for laziness. And you must be determined. The fact that you face it and you are not making progress does not mean that is not where the way is. And that's where the enemy has caught many of us. And we are in the conditions that we are. We feel that way. If I face this way and I feel an obstacle, it is the Lord. That means, as the Lord told you that, except God tells you that that's not my way. And that is why in the first instance we must seek the face of the Lord. According to Psalm 37, he said, commit your ways to the Lord. Trust also in him and he shall grant unto you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in him. When you know that, well, the road is narrow. It's slippery. There are so many ways. Only one way is true. It's right. God, guide me through this way. Sometimes the ways of God looks very, you know, hard and on, you know, we don't easily understand it. But as long as it is God that is saying this is the way, you just follow that path. You just follow that path. Once we feel a little, we see a little resistance, we say, well, I don't think it's the Lord leading me to go this way. Olenye, you are a lazy person. You don't know what it means to achieve. Go and meet those who have achieved, who God has helped to achieve. Look at the scripture. Look at David, before we move further here. David has been anointed to be king over Israel. Did he get it easy? Read your Bible. David had been anointed. Look at, he has to live in the wilderness for many, many years. As long as Saul was still alive. He could not live peaceful life. Who can look at one of the prayers of David, that those who don't want me to enjoy the inheritance of the Lord, he cursed them. And Saul was one of them. Who was tear of evil spirit inside of him, didn't want David to come on the throne. It's not an easy road. Christianity, look. The prophet said, if anybody tells you that becoming a Christian is a bed of roses, he said two things. He said, is it that the person is deceiving you? Or he himself is truly not a Christian? And if he's a Christian, he can't deceive you. Because he has passed through that way also. We must be persistent. in all areas of our lives, spiritually, physically. Persistence. So there is no room for laziness. So let's look at what the Bible says about lazy person. In Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21, verse 25. Proverbs 21, verse 25. Thank you.
As if I gave it to you before. I mean, you have an insight into it.
That's good. That's fine. All right? He said, "The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor." He will only desire, he will never have. Because the two must go together. He must desire and he must put effort. He must be persistent. If he makes attempt and he fails, he must try. No, such people cannot become Christians. Those people can't become Christians. Once you face an obstacle and say, "But you are not ordained me." You are not ordained.
You are not.
As a man thinking in his heart, the Bible says, so is he. You've got to have positive mind. Now, and that's what Abraham emphasized all the time. Positive mind and driven by faith.
Let's look at the second one. 12, Proverbs 12. Verse 27. The slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligence. A diligent man is precious.
A lazy man, a slothful man. A slothful man is the same thing as a lazy man.
I like that word, slothful.
A slothful man roasted not that which he took in hunting. You know what it means?
He has been able to achieve a little thing, but to press further. Now, somebody who has gone hunting after animal, hunted after animal and he killed it.
After killing it now, he leaves it. Begin to tell people, "Mama, buy it too." It's not more than that. Where is it? Is rotten. That's the proof of it. Make effort, but at the end of the day, wasteful. Because it's not what?
Persistent.
It's not persistent. The slothful man roasted. This is a little effort here, you know that. To hunt is a great effort. It's even more of a greater heaven than to roast, because you are enthused now that you have a game that you are killed. But now this guy, because he's not persistent,
he just look at it and say, "Well, I'm tired, Jerry. I've tried.
After all, I've killed it. Jabi modipa. Kalu mina wa nyajule toku. Okay."
Perseverant. And that is the problem of many people.
To be perseverant, there is a propeller.
And that's what we're going to look at in paragraph 11 of that sermon. There is,
it's not just wishful desire. There must be an effort to complement.
And that's what we read in the first Proverbs, we read verse chapter 21. The desire of the slothful man killed him, because he will not make effort. He will only desire, he will only want, he will only pray for it when he's supposed to take steps. Let me give you a little testimony of what I'm trying to say. Well, it's personal, but I believe that the Lord may use it to help somebody. I was working at Tiara at the time. And I was in the, you know, the Tiara was facing some challenges. I mean, the business bureau, not the main Tiara. And I happened to be the one that was in charge, you know, at that time. and we're facing challenges because of, you know, financial issue. So I had to already have a family, you know, and I had to take care of my family. So what was coming in was not enough, you know, and so many debts in the company to pay. So I had to start writing an application. So by that time, I just finished my postgraduate diploma in education. I didn't serve. The moment I finished my first degree, I went straight to for my postgraduate diploma in education because of age. So that was an added advantage to me above my, you know, colleagues that we finished together. So then I applied. I went to places, I began to go out. I wrote application. I began to give application to people. I mean, I began to go to secondary schools. I began to give them application. So in the course of that, and I was praying, writing application, something led my heart to Wabru College. I've never been there before, but something was leading my heart towards that place.
You know, Bovas at Bodija. There's a road before, if you're coming from Bodija Market, there's a road before Bovas. Petas. Petas FM. Before Petas FM, that was where the house used to be. I think the building was a neighbor to the Ayo Johns, where they lived one time. So, but the other side, Lamangawale, they passed the other side of Bovas. But this other side is the... So,
and I got there. I just entered. No advertisement, nothing. I just felt I should enter this place. So I entered there. So the moment I dropped my... The moment I saw the gate man, I said, well, I want to see the principal. I want to apply here. So, other than waking, we're looking for the office principal. Then I went to the principal's office. And I said, good afternoon, sir. I said, I'm here to drop my application. I'm looking for a job. And he said, there's no vacancy. He said, who has to come? I said, well, I just felt like coming. He said, what's your subject? I said, geography. He said, geography. Geography. He said, okay, sit down. Then he went to call the director. Not knowing that the geography teacher had left. And they were looking for a geography teacher. But they have not put advertisement outside. So, the director of the school came, the vice principal came, the admin man came. I'm sure you remember the admin man. So, all of them came, because when somebody told them that somebody applied for geography, and they were looking for a geography teacher. So, they sat me down there and they said, who told you that that you should bring your... I said, well, I just fed late to this place. So, and then they began to ask me, and I said, well, our geography teacher just left. And we've been looking for geography teacher. Thank God that you have care come. This and this, they interview me, every other thing. I showed them all my credentials and everything. They asked me to come and start work the next day. I said, I cannot, because I was still working in an office. I said, what I can do is that I'll be coming on part-time. So, by September, I said, I can come and resume fully. And they agreed. And I was there for that period part-time until full-time. When it was full-time, I had to resign, put down my resignation at Tiara. And I think that's when the company also, you know, folded up. What am I bringing out? If I written my application and I was praying, there are other testimonies, but I just decided to pick that. If I wrote my application and I was praying and I sat in my house for angel to come and give me a letter of employment from that school. You must put effort. That's what I'm saying. You must put effort. If you are not comfortable in one place, write application, go to other places. When you go to other places, somehow, God who knows your desire, who is the one that knowing where that fish was in the sea, and he asked Peter to go and throw the hook in the sea and said the fish that he catches,
You should hope only you're going to find a coin. Use the money to pay for me and for yourself.
He will make a way somehow. When there is a will, there is a way. When there is no will, there is no way.
I was telling somebody, I said, if you don't have a need, if there is no justification for your need, God will not provide for you.
Okay, let me present what I'm saying in a little form. Somebody who has a wife has two children. Let's say two children, and they need school fees. They need clothing. They need food. They need medical care. The wife is there too. And the total money this man is running to 100,000 or plus.
If this man is crying to God, provide for me to meet the needs of my family, won't God answer this man? Because there is a scripture for he that will not provide for the household. What does the Bible say? It's more than an infidel. Worse than an infidel. There's a scripture for him.
But the man that has not this responsibility, or he has this family and is not ready to take responsibility, he will never, even if he pray for 10,000, if it is not to meet the need of his family, he won't get it.
He will not get it.
Because God, before he blesses you, he knows why he blesses you.
He knows why.
So, calling upon God to do this for me. You must come scripturally. You must come based upon the scripture. And when you are claiming that scripture, you must. The prophet told us that you are going to fight every ground that you claim. Fighting every ground that you claim is to justify the scripture you are quoting. Are you justified to be given this?
So there is a propeller behind perseverance, and that is faith. So let me read it from paragraph 11.
Men of all ages that have had faith in what they are trying to achieve have been perseverant.
Oh, merciful God.
We cannot but say what we have just said now. We have not wasted our time.
Only that this time is not interested in us.
You know? He's just running away to get us out of the platform.
Men of all ages that have faith in what they are trying to achieve have been perseverant.
They have been persistent. They won't consider obstacle
on the left, they will move their eyes away from it. Obstacle on the right, they will move their eyes away from it. Obstacle in the front, they will lift up their heads from where their heads come from.
Wherever direction obstacle come, they will find a way to look
to the Lord.
Because they know that this that is before me, I must accomplish it. And that is the way with becoming a Christian, which is the most prime achievement on the face of the earth.
No man can be perseverant unless first he knows what he is trying to achieve.
What the value of what he's trying to do?
What does he take?
What price do I have to take?
So when you have a goal, you must understand all these things around the goal. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What goes with it? What is required of you? What does God say about it? Then you face it headlong.
You want healing? What does God say about it? Praise be to God.
Well, maybe at this point we might just chip in a little. Now, for instance, this woman wanted healing for her daughter. Somebody might want healing. Somebody might want Holy Ghost baptism. Let's pick those two few things and then see what the prophet says in the sermon. A task. Sorry, not a task. Task. Preaching 1965, September 19. Let's use that. Because of our time, we cannot continue. Paragraph 31. Paragraph 31.
Yeah, sorry, just bear with me a little bit. We're going to prayers now.
There is a control tower of the soul and one for the body. And each tower is a warning caller for the needs of the other. each one calls to the need for what the caller is calling for. He sends out a wave of warning. For instance, the flesh tasks to satisfy desires that is in the body, and the spirit desires to for the things that is in the soul. Desire is what the desire of the soul is. And many times this war one against the other. We find there what is great trouble today, that too many people try to live between these two desires. For one of them desires the things of the earth, the other desires the things of the heaven. Like Paul said, described as in Romans chapter 7 verse 21, when I will do good, then evil is near. When you try, did you ever have that in experience, Christians? That when you are trying to do something that is worthwhile, go to make an effort to do something that is good, then you find out that there is the devil on every hand just to upset you, everything that you do. And that is one good thing that I would like to say, that this, that the Christians might know that when you are starting to do something and there is something always trying to upset you in doing it, do it anyhow. That is the devil there trying to keep you from doing what is right. Now, many times I meet people that are prone to be a little nervous when they find out that they are trying to do something and everything is just blocking it off on both sides. They say it might not be the will of the Lord. See? Now, don't let the devil lie to you like that. You see it? Don't let the devil lie to you like that. The prophet said the first thing is find out whether it's the will of God or not. So if it's the will of God, then you stick everything you have, you put it into it. But if it is not, immediately withdraw your hands. And then if you want to know, the first thing is find out whether it's the will of God or not. And then if you want to know whether it is the will of God, look into the Bible. What does the Bible say about it? And once you are settled that it's the will of God, there is the thing that sets you straight. Is the word of God. And then if you see it is the word of God, for you to do it. Like for instance, seeking for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Many times I have run into people say, well, I have sought for the Holy Ghost and I just couldn't receive it. I don't believe it is for me. You see? Every time I get down, I get sick. And I go to praying. If I fast, I get sick. And if I try to stay all night and stay up, I get so sleepy. I can't get off my feet. Remember, that is the devil. Because God intends for you to have the Holy Spirit. It is for whosoever wills. Many times you find when you are prayed for in a meeting for divine healing, then the next day you find out, no doubt, that the devil will make that twice as bad as it was the day before. See? Remember, that is just Satan trying to get you away from the blessing that God has gotten for you. God for you. See? Don't you listen to that fellow. Always press right on. The Lord bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Perseverance. Faith knows no hindrance. Talk to the Lord. It's full of ears to hear. Take decisions that will help you. Grace to be perseverant. It's in His hands. He will give abundantly to whosoever.
hearts. Let's present it to God. Why? Our pastor comes to pray for us.
I bless you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for another opportunity to be in your house for this midweek meeting. Lord, it is through that faith coming by hearing. I hear the word of the Lord. A portion of it has come to us tonight, stirring up our faith, telling us how we must persevere to achieve a goal. That regardless of the difficulties or problems that we might encounter, give us grace never to give up. In the name of Jesus Christ. For your children that are on the altar, and also those that are at the back with their hands up unto you, the same, O gracious Father. Thank you for exposing the tricks of the enemy. Lord, the tricks of the enemy be exposed. Help us, O God, to persevere. I begin to press until the very purpose while we are looking unto you, whatever it is we're asking, until it is achieved. Thank you, Father. Your word forever is settled in heaven. Heaven and earth will pass away. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
I believe you know you have talked to the supernatural God. The supernatural God who knows the desires of your heart before you open your mouth, and who is also more than able to grant your request. We are grateful. Before I hand over to the associate, let us sing from number 30, Higher Ground. We'll sing stanza 1, the chorus, stanza 2, the chorus, while we are beginning stanza 3. I will hand over.
Thank you.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege to come to your house for this midweek service. Lord, we are grateful unto you for every aspect of the service. Thank you for the worship. We thank you for the reading of the scripture and, oh God, the preaching of your word that came. Lord, through this message, perseverance, and Lord, how we have to keep our faith on your promise and take no for an answer and don't accept anything negative from the enemy. And Lord, your word has come to put us on our toes, Lord, to know that when we have a desire or when your word has promised anything, you must never give up at any point of discouragement. We just ask that your grace will cement these things in our hearts. And Lord, at every junction, Lord, when we are making this effort, may your spirit assist us. Lord, help us, O God, never to give up, never to be tired, never to relent, never to be disappointed, never to be discouraged. Help us, O Lord, to know that your prophet said, the quitter will not win, neither will a winner quit. Help us, dear Father. May we not be just hearer of your word. May we be doers of the same. Thank you, dear Father. We have committed requests into your hand, both the ones that your children have written and the ones that we, O God, normally commit to your hand. Lord, through the slide, we thank you for the privilege to talk to you. Lord, even the governor, throughout their tenure, we may not even set our eyes on them. And they may not have our audience, not to talk of even the president. But Lord, we can approach you any time of the day or any time of the night and place our requests upon you with your promises that you are faithful and you will attend to every one of them. Lord Jesus, we have done that again this evening. Give us faith. Lord, take away doubt from us. Take away unbelief from us. Take away fear of the enemy. Lord, we have been told by your word that the enemy will fight, but we also have the promise that they will not prevail. Dear Jesus, help us to rest our heart assured upon your promises, Lord, to know that you are not a disappointment. Have your way, Father. May we be in expectation of the answers of this request to the glory of your name. The vessel you have used tonight, we pray you will replenish your servant, little the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Thank you, dear Father. Shortly we'll dismiss to go back to our homes. We pray that you will go with us, protect us. Those who are going to short distances and those who are going to long distances, may you go with your people. Give us a peaceful night rest, O God. We ask, Lord, that our next gathering by your grace, which is Friday, to gather here to pray for some hours, may you help us to come. Give us strength, dear Father. Inspire and anoint us also. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name for granting this petition. because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Our next gathering is Friday night, 10 o'clock, God willing. And we trust that the Lord will give us good weather, because we're rain for nowadays, so that nobody will have the excuse of the rain, and that the rain no green me call. I mean, those who intend to come, we just trust God that God will make a way for as many as want to come, and the Lord will be our strength and bless our gathering. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Let's continue with hymn 31, Standing on the Promises.
God, my Savior, standing, yes, I'm